Ollie Horgan, not a good night in AMDC Park tonight.
No, we weren't. We weren't good enough. No point pretending anything. We kept them anywhere by ourselves, Mike. Probably the only consolation is that we didn't lose with a last minute winner. You know, there was a gap, there was a difference from start, I won't say the finish. You know, we only probably started puffing and puffing when we went two down, and to be fair, you know, even at that, we, you know, if we got one at 2-0 down, but it was too late, you know, too little too late. Probably more disappointing, obviously, without getting a result, we didn't maybe reflect what we tried to do or what we are or what we have been, to put it that way to you, Mike. And it's probably the first time I've said that since I came home here 18 months ago, to be honest with you. But it's gone, no more than the Derry one on Friday was gone, you know, with us very early. On Saturday morning, you moved on. We got to move on from this because obviously, the games come around taking fashion, and we were in Sligo on Saturday night. But no, we weren't good enough. I won't say from start to finish, but certainly, you know, they were hungrier. Their set piece deliveries, and obviously the free kick in the corner, they scored from. We'd six or seven corners in the second half that you know, if you look at the likes of Jordan Flowers from start to finish, he was a man out there. He won his headers, he cleared one off the line, he won his tackles, he, you know, shepherded the ball out for goal kicks. And we probably lacked that leadership there tonight, which is a first, but that probably is the nature of this division. You know, we weren't maybe put to the sword in the first division, obviously, and tonight's the first night that there was a gap in all our games, to put it that way to you. You know, we were right in games right up to the last minute away in Shelburne, home here against Shamrock Rovers. But we basically, even though we were slightly on top and they had defended deep and played on the counter in the last 20 minutes, you know, we needed to score earlier to get anything out of it.
I mean, they were two up at that stage, so they could afford to sit back, get numbers and work on the counter attack.
Yeah, they did, but they defended the set pieces very well and we didn't. You know, as I said, it was a free kick that the big centre half, not quite sure how he managed to get in from the penalty spot. Mm-hmm. He came off the back of his head, and then the corner kick where Akintunde came around and ended up, you know, hitting it in the back post. But there were several other occasions that, you know, we were quite, I won't say quite happy at half time. We were happy to be only one behind, Mike, if that makes sense. No, we weren't happy in any manner with the performance, but we were still in the game. And obviously the second goal put it to bed, yet, you know, we did have several half chances. I mean, their keeper, who we knew little about, bar what he's done this season, you know, he did very well, to his credit as well. You know, and then when you see James Talbot being a number two, you realise this boy has to be at a level. But we weren't at the level of energy, of maybe leadership and drive that we had been. But please God, we'll have that back come Saturday night.
A stroll around the ground at halftime for, shall we say, market research and exercise, talking to supporters, you know, they were giving out about the difference in quality between the teams, the giving the ball away, the possession, the long ball. I think we did even more that tonight than normal, and it certainly wasn't working in any case.
Yeah, and yes, the difference between the teams were the free kick and the corner kick, and we'd equally as many corner kicks in the second half that we didn't maybe, you know, have, you know, that you end up in the goal if the ball doesn't. We didn't have that bite about us tonight that we've had, even in games that we lost this year and last year. We had that bite and drive. Just today is the first that's happened, but please God, you know, that is the nature of this league. You get found out if you're not physically and mentally prepared. And tonight, you know, we looked like a team that probably mentally, you know, were still probably on a high from Derry, even though, you know, the words of warning were there from very, very early on. However, it's gone. As I said before, you know, we didn't get too carried away. We'd win in a game. We're not going to get too despondent because we go to the Showgrounds on Saturday night, Mike, and you can't do that, you know, get too carried away at one end or too despondent because of the quick turnaround in games.
Whatever about, you know, maybe losing away at home to some of the better teams, you know, that's three games that's been lost on home soil. I'm sure that's certainly, you wouldn't be happy with that.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, you yourself were describing, you know, a very good start from Galway on Saturday, I believe. you know, after the Derry game, and you were quite happy with it. Like, it doesn't go from being brilliant to being poor, Mike. It's we're middle of the road here at the moment, and we need to try and kick on. So we're not going to beat ourselves up about it. No, it wasn't good enough. The players know it wasn't good enough, and they need to recover. And the bigger picture of it is, we're going to the Showgrounds. Galway haven't been there in 7 years, Mike. And you know Sligo better than anyone. It's great to be going there. But we've got to realise what we need to do to prepare physically and mentally for that, because, you know, that'll be as tough a game as tonight was, and tonight was damn tough.
Absolutely, and of course they went down beaten 3-0 by Pats tonight, so obviously
that's not really, you know, relevant. That won't be relevant in our eyes. They've good players. They're up second in the division there, were they a week ago, you know. But we need to go and perform better physically and mentally than what we did tonight. However, you know, we said it as what it is. We're not going to, you know, not say what like it wasn't good enough out there. Whether you move on, you know, like if you beat yourself up about it, which I have done and John has done in over the years, you get nowhere, you know. But we need to pick ourselves up. And yeah, I think everyone in there realizes that there was no one there that put their hand up to say that, you know, they did enough. I think everyone realizes they didn't do enough tonight, and we lost to the better side. And well done to Bohemians. We've absolutely no complaints bar ourselves, Mike.